One Call Away, written by Nori Gale and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom and DC crossover fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Danny Fenton / Jason Todd. Tagged, crack treated seriously, accidents, Danny Fenton centric, phone calls and telephones, Jason Todd is Red Hood, and wrong phone numbers.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away.
Well, this was certainly one way to spend his first night in Gotham. Danny looked at the clock on the wall. It read 11, but he was 90% sure it was off. Either that, or time was passing painfully slow in this jail cell. In his defense, he shouldn't have even been here, as he was a model citizen. Though even model citizens made mistakes. Like accidentally trespassing onto private property, even though it was supposed to be your new apartment. An honest mistake. He didn't know that the entire building was owned by one person and that the individual who was renting out rooms was not the owner, but actually running a scam business. Go figure. Danny glanced at the guard who was watching him. The guy was freakishly dedicated to his job, as Danny was pretty sure that this dude had not blinked once. Man was a force to be reckoned with when it came to staring contests. Danny was sure of it. Still, he would have totally phased out of the walls, but it felt morally wrong. Actually, they had taken a picture of him, and he was scared they'd come after him if he escaped, and they discovered he was a meta. Danny waved at the guard upon having an idea. Hey, do I get a phone call or something? I'd like to make a call if so. The guard stared, then stood, bringing a phone over to Danny. 5 minutes, no more, the unnerving man said, while unblinking. Danny nodded and hastily punched in Tucker's number. Tucker was the least likely to yell at him, he figured. Jazz would definitely be pissed, and Sam would definitely have some thoughts on the matter. They'd all come bail him out, but he figured Tucker would laugh, then get him out of there the fastest. He didn't really bother looking at the phone. It was slightly larger than what his phone was, but he didn't think it'd impact his ability to dial such a familiar number. He was wrong, because the voice that answered was not Tucker. Dread and embarrassment filled him as the person on the other end of the phone answered,
"Hello? Who is this? You shouldn't have this number."
Danny winced. "Sorry, really sorry. I meant to call my friend to bail me out of jail, but I must have misdialed and called you. Really sorry." The voice was silent, and for a second, Danny wondered if the person had hung up on him. Then, a sigh.
"Okay, but seriously, how did you get this number?"
the voice said. Danny frowned. "I was serious. I'm currently stuck in jail, in Gotham's police precinct. I accidentally trespassed." The line was silent again before a disbelieving laugh echoed. It made Danny smile a little.
"Seriously? Okay, I know I'm supposed to be concerned with how you got this number, but how do you accidentally trespass? Weren't there, like, signs or some shit?"
the voice said, full of amusement. Danny rolled his eyes. Apparently it was some sort of apartment scam. Some guy owns the whole building, and a scam artist was secretly renting out apartments. I guess I was just at the wrong place at the wrong time. It's not that deep. The weird guard cleared his throat. "1 minute." Danny cringed. "Okay, I got like 1 minute left. I really didn't mean to call you, but could you call my friend for me? I know we're strangers and stuff, but I only get one call, and I don't really want to spend my first night in Gotham in jail." The voice hummed.
"I can bail you out."
Danny's mind froze and came to a stop. "I'm sorry?" He almost could hear the smirk on the voice's face.
"I'll be there in, like, 10-ish minutes."
The line went dead before Danny could formulate a response. Did that seriously just happen? Was a random stranger seriously gonna come bail him out? Or did he just get pranked? He sighed as he plopped down on the seat in the cell. It was probably the last one. He could probably convince the guard to let him call again, right? Danny opened his mouth, but paused as he thought about it. A part of him definitely wanted to believe that the unknown voice was genuine. It wouldn't hurt to wait a bit longer, right? Odds are he'd be spending the night in jail anyways, so might as well give the stranger a chance. Danny eyed the guard, then the clock. It wasn't midnight yet, but it was definitely getting closer. The guard was still watching him intensely. Danny sighed. Yeah, this was going to be the longest 10 minutes of his life. Distantly, he wondered if clockwork had something to do with this. The guard's phone rang, and they both blinked at it. Danny watched with curiosity as the man answered the phone while still eyeing Danny. The guard frowned. I see. Then he put the phone back down and stood. Looks like your phone call was worth it. You're getting bailed out. Danny gaped. Seriously? I mean, yeah, of course. The guard let him out and guided him to the front of the precinct where he had entered. Danny looked around but saw no one except a few officers who had been stuck with night duty and, okay, wow, a guy in dark clothes, a leather jacket, and windswept hair was standing at the front desk. Danny looked around. Then he looked back at the handsome stranger. There was no way that this guy was his savior. Well, Mr. Peters, here's your guy, the guard said lazily. The man, Mr. Peters, apparently, turned to Danny. Danny gaped. You're the guy I accidentally called, Danny said intelligently. Mr. Peters chuckled, and a hand nervously rubbed the back of his neck in a way that had Danny staring. Yeah, sorry, I came from work, hence the hair. You're saying that as if you don't have the most beautiful mop of hair I've ever seen, Danny said, then froze. The man froze and blushed slightly, while Danny internally panicked because he did not just say that. You ready to go? Mr. Peters asked. Danny nodded, not trusting himself to speak. The man guided him out to a motorcycle with a red helmet sitting on the seat, and it made Danny pause. Did he trust this stranger that much? The man seemed to realize, and his eyes widened in realization. Aw, shit, my bad. I didn't even think about it. Here, I can get you an Uber or something, the man offered. Danny nodded. Probably for the best. Mr. Peters nodded, unbothered. He pulled out his phone and typed a few things in before putting it back in his pocket. Danny tried not to stare, then he thought of something. Hey, Danny started. Why'd you bail me out? You don't know me, plus I could have been a bad criminal or something. The man snorted. I background checked you. Danny laughed. Yeah, okay, but seriously, why? Mr. Peters laughed as if he'd said something funny. I told you, background checked. Whatever, keep your secrets. Oh, but hey, give me your contact so I can pay you back, Danny said with a huff. Mr. Peters seemed to contemplate it a bit before shrugging and passing his phone to Danny. Feel free to put your number in and send a text. Danny did so, then passed the phone back, right as his ride pulled up. Mr. Peters waved at him. See you around, Danny. Good luck in Gotham. With that, Mr. Peters pulled on his red helmet and rode off. Danny watched as he went, and a part of him felt off about the exchange. Something was on the tip of his tongue, but what was it? That red helmet felt familiar. So familiar. Danny gaped for the upteenth time that night as it dawned on him that Mr. Peters was clearly the vigilante Red Hood he'd heard about. What the? Danny muttered. His driver glanced at the rearview mirror. First time seeing a bat? Danny nodded. Does he normally show his face? The driver shrugged. Hood is one of the odd ones. His people protect him just as much as he does us sometimes. Plenty of the street kids and working girls know his face. Most just don't care. He's doing good work. You get used to it. Here's your stop. Thanks, Danny said while stepping out. By the time Danny got his stuff and found a hotel to stay at temporarily, he had checked his phone and realized he now had Red Hood's phone number. Gotham was so weird. The end.
Superman got nothing.